Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About to have a special guest here as I'm taking probably the biggest L of the week. I totally fudged something up here, but it's all right. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to get back to a mock draft that apparently Brian says I'm going to hate. We'll do that at 5:20 in the expressway. We'll also take some of your texts as we are closer and closer to the NFL draft. It's hour number 3, G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander back in master control. And, of course, we got Carter Freeman as we're partying live. Shell Shack here off North Henderson in Dallas. Come on by. Get yourself some delicious crawfish, maybe some shrimp, whatever it is, or just a cold beer. We're going to be hanging out till 6:30. And tomorrow, National Crawfish Day, they got $6 pounds of crawfish across all of their DFW locations. It's going to be an absolute party. But, fellas, I did the old thing with Dane Berugla where I got the Central and Eastern time.
Forgot he was in Ohio, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. So he was texting me during the 3 o'clock and was like, hey, no hit today. I'm like, well, we were going to call you in 45 minutes. And then I looked back and he did specify Eastern time, and I just screwed that up.
Those freaking time zones, man.
That's on me. I'm taking a big fat L. I stink, but I did scramble, and I've got a hero that's here to save the day. Somebody that knows this time slot very, very well, and that the Tolos know very, very well. And he's joining us right now, the one and only, the great Jeffrey Kavanaugh.
He's in the building.
Captain Trade Down in the building.
El Jefe, how are you, sir?
And then a hero comes along. There goes my hero.
Watch hero him song. As he goes.
Yeah, pick your hero song. Hello, men.
What is up, man?
Hey, Jeff.
Jeffrey Kavanaugh, All City, Dallas. How's everything going? You about ready to go? Brian just made me pull out my big board. I don't know how many times he did that to you. It's always an awkward feeling, but how's your big board looking?
Oh, my big board is pristine. It's about as good as a big board can be, honestly. I was looking forward to this because I thought replacing Dane, it would be I would bring a little less depth, a little less professionalism, and I couldn't think of a positive, but I'm here, you know, and that's important. And they just screwed up my haircut. I'm doing TV tonight, so now I've got weird bald spots between sideburn and facial hair. They're cutting my grass right now, so they're parked in front of my house, and the guy with the lawnmower's next to me, so I can't get out of the car. So everything's great.
So did you get somebody come to your house to do the haircut?
No, I went and got the haircut, and then upon my return, the mailman parks in front of my house because I'm on the Kona, and then in front of him is the lawn mowing guys because I'm a wealthy housewife and I don't do my own work, and I can't use my back gate to park in the driveway because then the dog would run out because I got a doggy door. So I'm just sitting next to my house waiting on something.
Well, Jeff, you are our wide receiver whisperer. You gave us Michael Gallup a few years ago, and I do trust your eye, as does Brian, when it comes to wide receivers. And right now all the momentum is building towards maybe a Matthew Golden pick there at 12. I have advocated for Teteroa McMillan. I do have him ahead personally. But where are you at with these wide receivers, and how would you feel about a Matthew Golden with a star on his helmet?
I would feel great about Matthew Golden with a star on his helmet. I would feel better about any one of those guys because if I got my way, if you could find a way to be Captain Trade Down, I'd almost let these wide receivers work themselves out, honestly. Like, I'm with you. Teteroa McMillan is my wide receiver one. It's just hard to have super strong opinions on trying to separate these guys. They're all very different, but I think they're all NFL wide receiver twos, and it's like, what are you betting on? Which thing do you want this guy to do? I'm tempted to have Emeka Ebuka as my wide receiver one, and that's just a floor play, but I promise he's going to be a quality receiver for a decade. So it's I don't know. I think it's tough. I would love to just magically have an extra day two pick, and you just tell me I can have the third or fourth wide receiver off the board, and I would even prefer that to just like, which one do you want?
Jeff, when you're trying to battle the Eagles in the division and maybe even the Commanders coming up, is trading back really the best avenue? And if you don't get value, say I'm going to call you and you're interested in trading back, but instead of giving you the 84th player, I'm going to give you player 149. Does that work for you when you're trying to catch up with maybe an opponent in your division that seems to be very willing to go out and do whatever it takes to win?
I mean, I think there's a point where it doesn't make sense, but I also think the caliber of player between number 10 and number 27 is the smallest I've seen in a draft in terms of like how confident you are that this guy's definitely going to be better than that guy. I think if you were doing real life, true, no doubt, first round grades in this class, I got Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty. The end? It's just such a strange draft. And I'm not going to give up my preference for almost nothing. But if it's the difference of, oh, you're supposed to get a second-round pick and instead you're going to get a third-round pick, I'll find you an NFL starter in the third round. Yeah. I would do that.
Okay.
If you're talking about 100 and something is the pick that I'm getting, then nah, we're just going to have to pick one of these dudes.
Yeah, as you talk about that, if you ask me, which you and I have on our Mondays and Thursdays, and I really do love Trust the Tape with you again. Thank you for doing that, getting that going again. If you told me between player 12, which would be maybe it would be Revell, the corner from East Carolina, and you tell me
at player 12?
At player 12. Yeah, for me, player 12.
Okay.
All right, player 12, and then you say player 28. That's Josh Connerly, the tackle from Oregon.
Oh, well, here's the fun of this draft then. I think that's Revell.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the draft, I guess, is to summarize.
No. Okay.
Like,
well,
you're
then, okay.
Thinking that's too big of a drop, and I'm thinking I'm getting the better player.
I do this then. How about Barron then? Where do you have Barron?
Barron's in my top 15. Yeah.
Okay, I know you're in your car right now, and you don't have your notes in front of you. I'm sorry about that.
No. Barron, I know that I have Barron as one of the top 12 to 15 players, and for me,
okay.
Connerly is somewhere around 30.
Okay, so that's the difference to me now. Barron at 12, Connerly at 30. You know, I don't feel
maybe
like
maybe that's the fight is how far is too far because
see that's what I'm saying. I don't
24.
Yeah.
Like I bet you I can still get Luther Burden or Emeka Ebuka.
You think you could get a Buka at 24?
I think we're just guessing here, right? But I think Golden
and McMillan are
the first two wide receivers.
Yeah.
I bet there's not four wide receivers gone by the time I get to 23, 24. And it's just my guess. And that's just the perfect world. You don't get to have the perfect world, but in the perfect world, I get my wide receiver too, and I get him where I want to pick him, and I get a bonus out of the deal. And that's just probably not the way that it's going to happen because somebody's got to come want to get something, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
See, that's what I was trying to just kind of say, that to me, that if you gave me a choice of Barron at 12, say, just and they probably won't pick Barron. Well, let's say this. Because okay, how about like we'll do Luther Burden. I have him at ten. I have him at 10.
Wide receiver at Mizzou.
Yeah, remember to say the school, Brian.
I know you're right about that.
He's such a rookie.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Though, I mean, I'm kind of thinking like, okay, if I wanted to take another position, it's such a far drop, and it's not worth it to me for player 149. I think the quality of the player is not worth the drop. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think that's totally possible. I think it's totally possible. But it's the number of guys where you're like, all right, would you rather have, and then you start firing names that are possible at 12, and it's like, all right, and then I'm going to watch the rest of the draft, and we're going to get to 29, and the defensive tackle out of Ole Miss, Walter Nolan, is going to get picked, and I'm going to be like, I mean, he might be better than the guy I picked at 12. It's just that sort of draft to me, where I don't have a giant confidence level that if Kelvin Banks is going to go in the mid-20s, which a lot of mock drafts If he's going to go in the mid-20s, am I super confident that the pick at 12 is going to have a better career than Kelvin Banks? Not really. And that's this year, and that's the fun of it. And so I can be Dane Brugler because he's the first one I heard say these words, and he's supposed to be on right now in this draft. It's just wonky. It's a wonky one.
Jeffrey, and I asked my guys this question here just before you came on. Is there a chance that any one of these wide receivers that you pick potentially at 12 could be better than CeeDee Lamb?
No chance. None. Okay. None. How about that? I don't think any of them is a wide receiver one. I would be surprised if anybody from this class ended up being a wide receiver one for anybody. I think that is this class. I mean, I think every one of them would be behind Brian Thomas Jr. in last year's draft, which makes him wide receiver 5 and a guy that you think would be picked in the mid to late 20s.
Then if I'm reading you the right way, you don't want to pick a wide receiver at 12.
Here's the thing,
more questions at receiver than maybe you do at other positions.
No, the problem is I have those questions at every position. It's like the worst time to ever be the 12th worst team in football. because it doesn't, like, you name the position and I'm not going to love the pick. And it's just like, all right, sweet, have an opinion, Jeff. Who's the guy you want at 12? I'm like, Mason Graham. Well, bad news. I think that's where they're at. And I think, honestly, while I've just bashed every single wide receiver in this draft, I think it makes all the sense in the world that that's going to be the pick at 12, because I think the odds at pick 44 of finding a guy who is wide receiver 2 immediately, and I know, listen, I love the draft, which means that I consistently will overrate the impact that people are going to have as a rookie.
Right.
But I'd like to think I'm starting to know a little bit better. The idea that somebody at 44 is going to show up to training camp as your second best wide receiver, I think you're being optimistic. And at 12, I think there are 4 guys that I feel pretty good that the day they show up, they're my second best wide receiver. So in a year that I have questions about everybody at 12, it's really not cheating, because they might all 4 be in my top 12 to 15 players. It makes sense to take the big need and go ahead and do it.
Jeff, are you more worried about Dallas Cowboys corners or Dallas Cowboys wide receivers?
Technically, the answer to that is corners, because I don't think you can take the field. I mean, you can technically take the field, but you're going to take the field in week one with Deron Bland, Kair Elam, and Kalen Carson, or Izzy McQuamu, I don't think that's an NFL secondary.
So you should pick a corner at 12 then, right?
I don't like them any better than the receivers, Brian. I mean, am I going to take my nickel corner at number 12 overall in the NFL draft and take Jahdae Barron? Am I going to take Will Johnson, who I thought I didn't have any questions about his speed, but then the guy's totally healthy and still won't run us a 40? I don't like the receivers.
No, don't listen to what I'm saying, Jeff, about that, because you'll get yourself in trouble about the Will Johnson.
If you like Will Johnson, take
Will Johnson.
Will Johnson. I'm not terrified of him at 12. Am I more comfortable with him at 12 than any of those wide receivers?
No.
Probably not. And that's why I would be like, okay, in most years, this guy gets picked like 36th. If they pick Emeka Ebuka at 12, I'd be like, cool, I hit. Mm-hmm. I didn't miss. And I would feel good about it. It's a 2025 draft, and honestly, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. We can get three starters, though. We can get you three starters. That's not a problem.
Oh, hell yeah, we can.
Three starters. We ain't going to get you an all-pro. No chance. But we're going to get you three starters.
We'll take all we can get right now. Jeff Cavanaugh, All-City Dallas with us here in the nation. Where are you taking your running back?
Man, when you start stacking up their needs, I'm going to be the psycho here and everybody's going to get mad at me. And by the way, look, only Clarence says All-City. Like, that's the parent company. We do the DLLS Cowboys podcast, okay?
It's just a
mouth, DLLS Cowboys podcast. That's quite All-City, DLLS. Like, he gets confused about what words to use. If the right guy is at the right spot, I'm picking him in the first three rounds. If he's not, I'm the guy who is going to make the Cowboy mistake of last year, which is not – this is their fault. They could have done it differently. Their mistake was pretending that Zeke was an NFL player. You did not have to do that. It could have been done differently. If you are going to get in the first round, you really like your wide receiver there, bang, take him. If in the second round you've got a defensive tackle that's towards the top of your board, bang, take him. In the third round, a corner, whatever, bang, take him. If you have the guy I really want in the right round, I'm taking the running back in the first three rounds. I wouldn't force it. If you can get me, my guy would be UCF, RJ Harvey, third round. Done.
Yep.
I'll do it.
Yep.
Second round, I mean, when I first watched Omarion Hampton, I thought I was his biggest fan, wanting to take him at 44. Now it turns out he's like a top 15 pick or whatever. So, like, he would be my guy at 44. And if not, Travion Henderson at Ohio State, that's okay by me. R.J. Harvey in the third round, that's cool with me. Quinshon Judkins in the third round, that's cool with me. If none of those are possible because other teams pick them beforehand, man, I'm going to take a dude in the fifth round and I'm going to take another dude in the sixth round, and we're going to be okay. Because the only thing that's not okay is pretending that Zeke Elliott or Miles Sanders is your answer.
There you go.
That's the only thing that's not okay.
There you go.
And they're about to go back-to-back years doing it and pretending that's okay.
Jeffrey, you're a badass. Thank you so much for saving me, sir. Kick ass on TV. We love you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, I'm going to go shave my head. See you guys on that free-for-all action tonight.
Hell yeah, Jeff Cole, let's go.
Channel 4.
There he goes, Jeffrey Cavanaugh with
us. Make sure you take a shower, bro.
It was DLLS, Cowboys Podcast.
I guess it's DLLS, Cowboys Podcast. That's
just
what,
like,
it is.
It's easier to say All-City.
It's so much easier to say All-City.
My gosh.
I mean, that is a mouthful, DLLS.
All right, let's get into the top 10. Willy Bully top 10 coming up on the other side. We are live at Shell Shack here off North Henderson. Get over here right now. I know you're getting ready to get off work, okay? The place to be is Shell Shack, right here, right now, off North Henderson. As I mentioned, maybe you're driving up and you see, oh, there's a construction detour. You just turn left right on into the parking lot, and you can party with us. We'll be here until 6:30. It is National Crawfish Day tomorrow. I got the top 10 most popular types of shellfish next in the G-Bag.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get you that Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day live here at Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. Tomorrow is National Crawfish Day, ladies and gentlemen. Live crawfish for just $6 per pound. Tomorrow only, only at all Shell Shack locations in the DFW. Make sure you swing by on National Crawfish Day. Get the best, most tasty, and the best deal. Bang for your buck there, $6 a pound. That's a no-brainer. Segment here in the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We'll talk Rangers baseball with Jared Sandler on Bruce Bochy's 70th birthday coming up here in a few minutes. But right now, it's time for the Bully List.
We are here live from Shell Shack off North Henderson in Dallas. We encourage everybody to get on out here. And tomorrow is National Crawfish Day. And only Shell Shack owns the rights to National Crawfish Day. They'll have $6 by the pound.
They got them down.
Crawfish tomorrow across all of their locations. They've also got a delicious deal going down with Crown Royal as well that you can partake with. But I've got the top 10 most popular types of shellfish, 877-881-1053. Maybe you're allergic. Maybe you're not into shellfish.
Maybe not.
But if you are, let me know. What's your favorite right there? We did get some news about Nico. I am a leaving. We know exactly where he's going, according to Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd is reporting that Nico, the quitter from Tennessee, is heading to UCLA.
UCLA for the Bruins there.
He said, I cannot confirm what the dollar figure is. And okay, he's saying that the Nico camp, his dad and company, are saying that, no, we weren't trying to get more money. We just didn't like the offense that he was in at Tennessee. So they were just looking to get a change of scenery there. This was not about the dollars, but Cowherd is not sure exactly what the dollar figure looks like for Nico at UCLA, but it looks like that's where he's headed.
Yeah, I think Deshaun Foster just fired he had his guy quit, right? Eric Bieniemy quit. So we got a new coordinator out there,
right? Yeah. I don't even know who the OC is over there at UCLA. It's been some tough times there for the Bruins.
It has been a little bit of some tough times there. I think Deshaun Foster, you know, when you look at UCLA, they're a little bit behind, not a little bit, a lot. When people talk about NIL money, that they just have had some problems at UCLA raising money for their programs that way. So yeah, and you know, good for the kid to find a place, you know, but it's unfortunate that it came down to him having to leave, you know, but Tennessee will figure things out, and UCLA, they'll, like I say, Sean Foster, he's got to find a way to win some football games because they didn't win nearly enough. You know, and if you want to get money and get people excited about the program, you got to find a way to win. And UCLA wasn't good enough last year.
Tino Sunseri is the OC, came from IU, was okay, coaching up the Curtis Rourke fella.
Oh, Indiana's guy. Okay, gotcha. maybe that'll end up working out. And Deshaun Foster, I mean, maybe he ends up being an awesome coach. But if he wants me to get you excited, that introductory presser.
That was last hilarious. Year. That was hilarious. That was a G-bag of the day for
UCLA.
A couple days in a row for sure.
California. Play against USC. Yeah.
That was it. That was his intro presser.
That was it.
Big
10. That was it. All right, let's do the list here. Top 10 most popular types of shellfish live from Shell Shack, 877-881-1053. What's your go-to? Is the crawfish number one for you, Brian? I know you're a lover of all things seafood.
Actually, it's not. Crawfish, I am a big, big fan of snow crab.
Ah, yes.
And I have found this, that I will go. Fortunately, I had the opportunity to go to restaurant supply stores.
Mm-hmm.
And get, like, buy the box and put it in my freezer. And then I figured out, you know, I have a way of steaming it and coming up with the Thai sauce that I put, the dipping sauce and stuff like that. So,
oh, you're doing, like, a Thai dipping sauce, so not even, like, melted warm butter.
That's all I've ever done. I mean, butter, you could go it's for the clarified butter, and it was fine. It never, you know, with lobster, it tends to work a little bit better. I think you get a little chili, Thai chili sauce to it. With the lobster meat or the crab leg meat, gets a little sweet taste. So yeah, I mean I love crawfish, but I could eat snow crab all day, snow crab legs all day.
Yeah, the crab legs I think would be for the win there.
The crab legs.
I don't have too much shellfish experience. I don't think outside of crawfish, shrimp, crabs. That's pretty much all I got for you.
Not much of a lobster guy, huh?
Okay, I guess I have done a little bit of lobster.
The
lobster roll is damn good. If you gave me a choice between the lobster roll or just a straight lobster, taking the lobster roll. Because I'm a fat guy and I like bread.
No, but I agree. Like when I've had lobster, and I haven't had it like some uppity spots, but I feel like it needs more flavor.
There are times where you can easily overcook it, and then it becomes a little rubbery.
If you steam it too long, that's a danger right there, a big danger. I'll tell you, lobster sushi is excellent.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I'll tell you what, man. When you're watching these cooking videos now, there's a lot of people they'll get on you about how to humanely, almost there, right, Eric? Humanely,
yep.
Prep a lobster.
Like kill the lobster.
Yeah, yeah. Prep the lobster is what I was trying to say.
Prep them.
Yeah, prep them.
Prep them up.
And there's different ways of doing it, but, man, they never show you they never show it on camera, you know?
Lucius, where are you at in terms of your favorite shellfish? And you might be the most traveled out of us. Have you ever had sea urchin?
No, I've never had sea urchin. I don't think I would eat it.
Is that a sailfish? Well, yeah, it's on the list.
Is conch on that list?
Conch's on the list, too.
Conch chowder is excellent.
Conch with an N.
Conch, yeah. Conch. When I went to the Bahamas, that's what their food was. Like, that's what they were telling us. You got to get the conch. Eat the conch.
Yeah.
Hey, I love most shellfish. I do, but I like it fried. It's probably not a good situation.
It's all better fried.
I like the fried clams and the fried oysters. Yeah. Oh, man. That's me, bro.
That sounds fire.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I like.
Barnacles is an honorable mention on here.
Yeah, see, I mean,
some of the stuff
that's
crazy. Some of the stuff I don't know. Like, I've never heard of.
Wait.
Barnacles are those big old bumpy things that'd be on the whales, right?
Sometimes it's on a boat.
Why would you eat that?
What would you eat? Come on. You gotta be going through real starvation to eat that. Be like, okay, well, we found that out after the great drought of the 76.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff here that's going to be honorable mentions, it's big in Asian culture, like the hot pots.
Hot pot's good.
That type of stuff where you just kind of steam it, like periwinkle. Never had it. Don't know what the hell it is.
Bacon wrapped scallops, fam.
Oh, scallops, yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
We're getting some texts for blue crab. Blue crab for the win. The scallops are getting texted.
Blue crab's good.
Crab cakes. I'm with you on that. I love eating clams. Number 10,
what?
Clams.
Clams actually are really dang good.
Mm. Clams. What'd you think I said?
Clams.
Yeah, clams.
Yeah.
Number said clams, but
they had to be cleaned and prepped properly, but yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Number 10 is the octopus.
That's a no. That's a big no for me.
No go for you.
Throw that thing into some ceviche.
Yeah, that calamari situation that's like fried rubber bands.
Well, so 9 is squid. Isn't the squid the calamari? I always thought it was the
shellfish?
Octopus
squid. Yeah. That's not a shell. Yeah,
they're considered shellfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
What shell do they have?
I don't know.
Read a freaking book for once, Broadus. You know what the show they have.
You know what? I'd like to say I'm probably the one guy that did look at current events today.
Yeah, it's probably true.
As opposed to...
Okay, Venezuela
Lucius
prison.
Lucius is plugged in on the current events.
Yeah, Lucius is up to current events as well.
But I wake up every morning to a political podcast and a political radio on my way home from work.
There you go.
I'm a highly political guy, whether you know it or not.
We've got Urchin is awesome from the 214.
Yeah.
Tastes like oysters with fresh water.
Hmm.
We've got number 7 or 8 is crawfish.
There you go.
7 is the scallops.
Bacon wrapped. I like that idea.
6 is mussels.
Yeah. Mussels in red sauce is incredible. With like you put it with spaghetti, really good.
We've got 5 oysters.
I'll tell you what, I've learned how to do them a couple different ways. Bienville, I've done them with that, with the spinach and Parmesan cheese and the hot sauce and the bacon bits and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dolling them up.
I'll doll them up. I will doll them up and then charbroil them for you.
4, we've got clams.
Wow, all the way at 4.
All the way at 4. Yeah. 3 is the crab.
There you go.
2 is shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp's undeniable.
Get number 1's
lobster. Number 1's the lobster.
Lobster's number 1.
I'd be real with you, too. I'd probably go crab over the lobster as well if I had to pick.
Yeah, same
thing. That is really strange from a guy who has South African roots.
Well, the prawns in South Africa are the way to go.
That's what I'm saying.
The prawns are delicious. Those are big shrimps.
I would figure you would be a lobster guy being South African roots.
Yeah, I guess I'm more of a shrimp guy. Than the lobster would be a top 3 for me, but I do like the crab and the shrimp probably over the lobster. And then the crawfish.
I used to like the lobster when Jerry Jones was paying for it, and when we're at dinner.
Yeah, when it's somebody else's tab.
That's my favorite kind of lobster.
Yeah. When it says market, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm not worried about what the market price is.
Run it up.
Just go ahead and put it in. I'll take the 3 pounds. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Zach Wolchuk. There's your Woolly Bully top 10 list of the day live here at Shell Shack in Dallas, off Henderson, here until 6:30, and that's when we give way to Jared Sandler on the pregame. Jared joins us next, talking Rangers right here on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Fan.
Thank you, LA. We got LA Live coming up under an hour from now. But right now it's time to preview tonight's Rangers game, fresh off a 4-0 dub over the Halos. Jared Sandler joining us, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, how are you? Has anything special been done for Bruce Bochy's birthday today?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jared.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
Hello. Yeah, we got you.
Sorry. What's up?
What's up, dude? Anything special going down for Boch's B-Day?
Oh, is that? Sorry, I literally just had turned it on. I didn't hear.
No, you're good, man.
Well, the Rangers time. Hopefully are going to win and hopefully score more than four. Right, I think he'd be pretty fired up about that. I think he'd be fired up about Patrick Corbin giving them six innings. But there are plenty of gifts to go around. Some that you'd expect, maybe some bourbon, maybe something golf related. I think some things have happened that maybe aren't, for air. Some jokes and some fun. But we asked him if he had any, favorite baseball birthday memories. If your birthday is April 16th, you're probably playing on your birthday a lot or managing, and he said nothing stuck out. He did say, it was actually kind of funny, he was like, I think I'm around 500, and Kennedy Landry from MLB.com, like Johnny on the spot, was like, you're 11-12. So
just under.
Yeah, just under 500. Wow. So he can win today to get back to an even five.
That's exactly what we need. Get that dub, make it 12-12. What'd you think of Tyler Mahle last night? I mean, this is pretty unbelievable, his start to the season.
I thought, what was so impressive to me is he's a righty who doesn't throw super hard, but his fastball plays up because of, the extension and, the spin that's certainly well above average. And, you saw him having success around 91, 92 miles an hour just working the perimeter of the zone. And I thought last night was a perfect demonstration of when you hit the edges, you're going to make life a little more difficult for hitters. He really wasn't throwing many pitches that didn't catch a part of the edge, either east-west or north-south, especially that top rail of the zone. So that was really impressive and certainly great to see.
Hey, Jared, okay, last time out against the Cubs, it was you talked about he was moving eye level of the Cubs mm-hmm. hitters. Was it a little bit different plan of attack? And or was it really a lot of the same control of being able to go up and go down with his pitches?
Yeah, no, I mean, the fastball up, the splitter down was huge. He did work in, a little bit of a slider at times, and that allowed him to play east-west. But, he moved his fastball, not just top part of the zone. It was moving a little bit over the corners at times. And so he was varying it enough to where – he was giving hitters some problems. But yeah, I mean, I think with Tyler in general, the core of what he does is that high low with the fastball at the top rail and then his really good splitter. But he did show the ability to operate successfully east west and play on the corners too.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing with us here on The Fan. Did anything stand out in particular about Corey Seager's night at the plate?
He just hit the ball really hard. There are all sorts of stats, and I'm sure this will be an eye roll for some people, but Corey in his career has played over 1,000 games, just under 1,050 games, and yesterday's was the 23rd highest average exit velocity on batted balls in play. Now, let's just forget the literal understanding of that. it's just to say he hit the ball really hard, and he hit it consistently hard in a way that he just doesn't do very often. Maybe, you know, two or three times a season, you know, if you just break it down like that. So that's always great. Now, you know, the ball didn't leave the yard. That's okay. If he's hitting the ball hard, the results are going to come. And, you know, after getting off to a little bit of a slow start, he's definitely hitting the ball hard.
I was surprised seeing a bunt get laid successfully last night. Leody Taveras showing off the speed as well. Is there more to come with that when it comes to Taveras?
Well, I hope so. And, you know, Leody, you know, against Kikuchi, who's a lefty, Leody is hitting from his weaker side. He's better against righties than he is against lefties. I don't know if he didn't feel comfortable against Kikuchi. I don't know if he was thinking, hey, bottom of the sixth, we're scoreless, why not? You know, I don't know what all went into the thought process, but it's got to be a part of Leody's game. Now, that doesn't mean he needs to lay down 15 bunts a year or have 15 bunt hits. I mean, that'd be great, right? The 15 more hits maybe than he otherwise would have. But I just think that his athleticism and his speed has to be put to use. And, you know, that can always be done on the bases, right? That's the first thing we think about. But for a guy like Leody, if he's a 300 hitter, dude, swing away. I don't want you bunting, right? If he's a 300 hitter with some slug, I'll take my chances. But he's not. And maybe he gets there at some point, but he's not. And he's not right now. And so to lay down the bunt is a way that he can make use of his tools. And, you know, he's become a much better base stealer over the last couple of years. I thought last year was a step in the right direction. And so far he's looked really comfortable, and he's done a really nice job on the bases and got that stolen base, you know, after the bunt as well. So I just think, you know, for certain guys like Mike Trout, he doesn't need to use his athleticism to be an impactful player, right? He can hit the ball over the fence, and he's really good in that way. But if you're a guy like Leody Taveras, you know, that's a way you can find provide value. And it obviously came in a critical part of the game with the game scoreless, and he opened it up.
We have a roster move. Jacob Latz being recalled from AAA Round Rock. Our guy Mark Church getting optioned. The thinking behind that was that Jacob Latz maybe can just give you more innings?
I mean, Jacob Latz obviously has probably a little bit more length. You know, he can give you 3 to 4 innings. I think they want Mark Church to go and work on some things. The consistency, you know, we're talking about elevating the fastball with Tyler Mahle. That should be a strength of Mark Church's. It's been a strength of Mark Church's. It was on display in spring training. You know, his over-the-top delivery, the elevated fastball, and then that slider that just cuts down. But the elevated fastball just wasn't something he was consistently landing. And so I think the Rangers just want him to go down, continue to work on stuff. I feel like they plan on seeing Mark Church back here at some time in the very near future. And Jacob Latz gives them a second long man to pair with Caleb Bosley, and it gives them another option from the left side who can give them multiple innings. So, you know, you look at the Rangers' lefty options right now, Hobie Milner, situational middle reliever, Robert Garcia, setup guy. Well, what if you need a long man and you want to go with the left-handed option on a given day? Well, now, you know, they've got a left-handed option to pair with Caleb Bosley, and then someone who situationally can be used as well, depending on, you know, what the situation is and how he's been used in recent days and what they foresee in future days.
Hey, Jared, last night Boach went with the law firm of Garcia, Martin, and Webb to get to Jackson. Are we any closer, or is that just going to constantly be something that's in flux to try and figure out who the guys are in the order to get to Jackson?
Yeah, I think for the most part you're going to see Garcia and Martin, maybe Martin Garcia. You know, Webb was brought in because Martin kind of had a little bit of a back thing, hip thing, and they just didn't want to push it. Thankfully, you know, he came back today. He's okay. You know, no roster move was needed, obviously. At this time, we'll see whether he pitches tonight or whether they want to give it another day. But whatever the case, it wasn't bad enough to where, you know, they felt like, hey, let's just go ahead and put him on the IL. But I think, you know, the utilization of Jacob Webb was in large part because they just, as Boach said after the game, you know, Martin had a little bit of a discomfort, I guess. You know, sure. I don't even know if I want to say anything more. I don't know that it was more extreme than that, but because of that, they didn't want him to overcompensate. They didn't want him to do anything differently with his windup. They didn't want him to change the way he went about things, either to impact effectiveness or to, you know, overcompensate and have a compensation injury of any kind. So that's why they went to Webb, and credit Jacob Webb. He did a nice job getting the ball on the ground. And but I do think that largely the two-headed monster leading up to Jackson will be some combination of Martin Garcia. But it's nice to know that you've got Jacob Webb who you can use in a spot. And they've used Toby Milner in some critical spots. So you might see some other guys sprinkled in, but I think the core of it is Martin and Garcia.
All right, last one for you here, Jared. But we got Jock Peterson and Jake Berger back in the lineup. Peterson DHing, batting third, and Berger's back at first. Is this the night we get a Peterson bomb against Jose Soriano?
Well, I hope so. He's my pick, so I like it. Jose Soriano is a power sinker guy. He's really good. I think he is one of the I guess underrated pitchers in our game right now. But yeah, you know, you need an experienced bat who can, you know, knows how to get underneath a sinker, and so I'm hoping that tonight's going to be a Jock night, and it would really be great. You know, Bruce Bochy for his birthday, you know, what does he want? Well, I imagine getting Jock Peterson going is going to be near the top of that list.
That would be a hell of a birthday gift. Jared, thank you so much, brother. Always enjoyed chatting with you. Let's get a dub tonight.
Hey, thanks, fellas.
There he goes, Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. We got pregame coming up at 6:30 as we hang out live from Shell Shack right off North Henderson. Come on out, say hello to us as we're partying with you for the next hour and a half. But up next, let's do a little football's finest, shall
we? A master-sized prank directed at Adam Schefter, plus Cam Ward already embracing his future teammates in Tennessee. That's next year in the Nation.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.